Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kevin O'Connor joins us in 1 minute. We're back. Marks and Reese, let's give you a chance to win $1,000. Text the following word, FOCUS, to 72881. Text the word FOCUS to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter will win $1,000. Another chance to win tomorrow at 4 p.m. and every day, 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. BETQL, BetQL. Again, the word is FOCUS, the 72881. Good luck. Joining us right now from the Ringer. Read his work, theringer.com. Catch Kevin on the Mismatch with Chris Vernon every Tuesday and Friday. And the Sunday night edition of the Ringer NBA is Kevin O'Connor as the Sixers and Hawks get ready for Game 5 tonight. What's up, Kev?
How you guys doing today?
Well, can we tell you tomorrow how we're doing?
That'd be fair, because we who knows after we just saw that 4-for-20 stinker by Embiid.
So what's your feel right now for tonight's game? To me, even though I think that when I look ahead to the next round, I don't feel great about the 76ers' chances. But you know, as scrappy as the Hawks are, the Sixers still should have won that game or could have won that game, even with Embiid going 4-for-20 and Simmons taking one shot in the second half and Tobias taking two shots in the second half. Any worry about this series as far as the Sixers?
No, I'm with you completely for the same reasons. The Sixers still should have won that game. They still almost won that game one when they had that ferocious comeback down the stretch, just trapping and blitzing and taking the ball out of Trae Young's hands. This could have just as easily been a sweep. It could have been if the ball bounces a couple of different ways in either of those games, or if Embiid just didn't fall off a cliff in that second half. And ultimately for the Hawks, that's the only way they have a chance, is if Joel Embiid just isn't the same guy again. That if they get any version of Embiid that's better than 60%, 50% for that matter, the Sixers should win this game pretty easily. They should.
What do you think about this strategy that the Hawks are trying to go to and basically trying to tire him out by pushing the ball every chance they get? Clint Capella talked about that. He's a big man. He's already on, you know his knee with a torn meniscus. I think it's an effective strategy. I just don't know if they can keep it up for the rest of the series. What do you think about that?
No, I'm with you there. I think with Embiid, that's the right idea. Attacking him, going at him, trying to get him tired, trying to, you know, make him feel his knee, trying to make him feel pain. Because what else do you got? What else do you got if you're the Hawks? The Sixers have effectively done a good job with Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle containing Trae Young, the scorer. Yep. Trae Young countered by becoming a playmaker. Those 18 assists he had was magnificent. So for the Hawks, it's got to be just attacking and attacking Joel Embiid, and then maybe you hope Trae Young can spring loose and have a high-scoring game. Because he had 25 points on 26 shots in that game four. I don't think that's going to cut it for Atlanta again. They need Trae to be better, but I will say this. Atlanta was 12-for-40 from three in that game. They still haven't had their red-hot shooting performance, and they could potentially get that. Like, Tony Snell's been off. Bogdanovich has been inefficient. Granted, he's had some big high-scoring games. The Hawks still have more to their offense that they've been unable to get, but that's because of what the Sixers are on defense.
Yeah.
Elton Brand wanted to build a team based around defense when he got Matisse Thybulle in the draft. That's what Daryl Morey has tried to do with this roster, too, with a better balance, of course. So that's why the Hawks have been inefficient, is because of the Sixers. But that's really the only hope for Atlanta here, is one of those super hot shooting nights and continuing to attack Embiid.
Now, I'm calling for Doc to go to Thybulle tonight in Danny Green's spot. He went to Korkmaz last game. Yeah, that didn't work. Yeah, so I was going to ask you, do you think Thybulle would be a better guy to have in that starting lineup, or would you go with Maxey or Shake?
I like it. I think starting Thybulle on Trae Young would create even more issues for the Hawks. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessary to have him coming off the bench. Thybulle is, you know, a remarkable defender and was rightfully on an all-defensive team.
Yep.
Yep, he was, and you've been talking about him for many, many weeks with us. KOC, I got to ask you about Ben Simmons because, as I mentioned earlier, he took one shot in the second half of the game. Now, listen, Tobias Harris took two shots too, but with Ben, see, I connect the dots from one shot in the second half to the fact that in the series he shot 8-for-25 from the foul line. He was 1-for-5 in game four. Being that he doesn't shoot the ball well from the free throw line, it seems like to a lot of people he's avoiding attacking the basket because he doesn't want the contact and the foul because he's got to shoot the foul shots. Wait, how would you evaluate Ben Simmons in his last game?
I think there's a real possibility of that. I mean, we see that with the Bucks too, with Giannis at times where he's settling for perimeter jumpers.
Yep.
Simmons, of course, is not settling outside because he doesn't shoot from the perimeter at all. But there does seem to be an element here of Simmons not attacking. It's weird. Like, he's shooting 34% from the free throw line. 34%. Like, what is going on here with Ben Simmons? It has to be mental. I think he's in his own head. I mean, I've seen a lot of practice footage, pregame shoot-around footage from fans posted on Twitter of him just clunking shots off the backboard, too. There's something going on mentally with his shot where he's just not there for some reason, because it's not like, you know, he was ever a guy that you would hack. He shot above 60% from the free throw line the last three seasons. That's not good, but it's enough to not get hacked.
Yeah.
But it's at the point now that I think, you know what, they gotta be going at him.
Yeah, man, I saw some of those same tweets out there, KLC. I'm like, Ben's in the warm-up prior to the game. He must have taken 6-7 practice shots, and none of them went in. Like, how do you take seven
absolutely.
Practice shots with nobody guarding you and you don't hit any of them? Man.
It's wild.
All right, let me ask you about the injuries around the league. First of all, let me get your thoughts on last night's. I mean, my goodness, KD had social media going crazy last night. What do you think about his performance last night in that game?
Oh, my goodness. One of the better performances that I've seen, because, like, it wasn't just the points. It wasn't just the playmaking. It wasn't just the rebounding or the defense. It was the fact that the Nets needed it. They had to have it. James Harden was clearly a decoy. Within 20 seconds of the game, you could tell Harden wasn't himself,
mm-hmm.
and he clearly wasn't 1-for-10 for the entire game. The fact that the Nets needed that from Kevin Durant, like, just elevates the performance in my eyes, and he gave that to them and more. And the fact that also was a comeback in the second half, too. But it's an embarrassment to the Milwaukee Bucks. The lack of adjustments, not attacking Harden on defense, not pulling Brook Lopez earlier. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you mentioned earlier you might not love the Sixers' chances next round. You can't rule them out beating the Bucks. Mike Budenholzer on that other sideline. Against the Nets, I wouldn't like their chances, but you can't rule out beating the Milwaukee Bucks with their lack of adjustment.
Yeah, it does seem like the things are setting up to where if Embiid can get healthy enough and keep playing the way he did, because there's other injuries too. So we know about the Nets situation. We know about the Bucks, at least their head coach. But it comes down today, Kawhi Leonard, an ACL injury, not likely to play tonight, could be more serious than that. What are you hearing about that, KOC?
It sounds like it could be a sprained ACL, and that he could be out for the rest of the season, whether or not the Clippers return or not. But at the least, he won't be playing in tonight's game. And boy, oh boy, Paul George, a lot of pressure on him to have some of the best games of his life to have any chance. The only good thing for the Clippers is that there's no Mike Conley for the Utah Jazz again, and the Clippers' defense, with Kawhi, of course, has done a better job at disturbing what they do on the offensive end of the floor by throwing in some pressure, some blitzes and traps at Donovan Mitchell. So, you know, Clippers, you can't rule them out even without Kawhi. But I don't love their chances if you're relying on playoff P.
So do you have the Jazz for the rest of the series then? I think a lot of people would shift to that.
For sure. Yeah, I picked the Jazz in 6 before the series, and I'll stick with that.
How about the Bucks and the Nets? Where do you have that going?
I think Nets will close out that series. Whether 6 or 7, I don't know. But I would be willing to bet the Nets win that. And it won't shock me one bit if James Harden comes back looking much better this coming game.
The other big news from today is Chris Paul out indefinitely. He's in the health and safety protocol because of COVID. And I read somewhere where it said he was actually vaccinated too. Do you know any details about what's going on here?
I don't know any specific details, and there's rumors and rumblings out there that he was indeed vaccinated back in February or March and that he still tested positive, which you can after getting vaccinated. The vaccine just minimizes symptoms significantly. So it's possible that he tested positive, for real. But we'll see what happens in the coming days. I would be interested to see, depending on the timing of that game one, if he's able to get some negative test in there before then. But it's unclear right now what exactly will happen.
Could affect him for the next series, could not. And it'll be interesting to see how that works out. All right, KOC, appreciate it, man. Always great talking to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, brother.
Likewise, guys. Have a good one.
All right, follow him on Twitter, especially this time of year with the NBA playoffs. Kevin O'Connor, NBA. And again, check out everything he does on The Ringer and his podcast that he has every Tuesday and Friday, and then Sunday night as well. So there you go. Kevin O'Connor. I think that's most 76ers fans are kind of feeling the same way. It's just like, all right, they'll win the series. I think it's still going to be a grind, but they'll win this series. Hopefully that starts tonight with a win.
I mean, they can win this series and the next one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kyrie has a bum ankle. James Harden has a bum hamstring that can go at any point. At any point. We got 3 all-league defenders, and we can't figure out a way to slow down Kevin Durant. Then Doc's not the coach to win a championship here. I mean, like, this isn't that difficult. Budenholzer is the reason why they lost that game last night. He's the reason why I would even guard James Harden. You know who's not going to beat me? That dude number 7.
Yeah, and they didn't.
Giannis would be on him.
Yeah.
See, these are coaching things. We could sit back as a fan and be like, well, why wouldn't you have Giannis, an all-league defender, 7 feet tall, guard Kevin Durant? Why? Why wouldn't you?
Or send guys at him from all over the floor?
I need to know why you wouldn't have the best defender on your team guarding him. What reason? He can't shoot. He can't shoot free throws. You have the lead. So it's not like Giannis's scoring is that important. What's important is for you to protect the lead and not let Durant keep going. I'm saying all this because I don't want to hear, if they're playing the Nets, why Ben Simmons isn't guarding Kevin Durant.
Right.
Like, I don't want to hear that. Doc did that in the first game against the Hawks, and it cost them the game. If he's your defensive player of the year and he doesn't do anything on the offensive end, why wouldn't he guard the best scorer on the other team?
Yep.
That's just simple. That's why I feel confident about playing the Nets. We got to get through this series. Like, Kevin Durant, you're not going to stop Kevin Durant. But if I got a Kyrie Irving with a bum ankle who's going to be hobbling, he's not going to be 100%. And I got James Harden who's tentative because he feels like any sudden move or explosive move, I can pop my hamstring again. So he's out there playing at about 60%. And come on, man. Like, this isn't a mismatch. Like, this is where – and I got Doc Rivers versus Steve Nash.
Yeah, that should be 76ers.
That's supposed to be our advantage.
Yeah. That's why you hired him.
I mean, we got the championship coach. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
215-592-9494.
It's pretty simple to me. What team out there scares you? You're talking about a player. And we supposedly had 3 all-league defenders. Why would I be scared?
Because if
Brooklyn was completely healthy, that's different because they can beat you with 3 different guys out there one-on-one. This is Kevin Durant having to play by himself, basically.
Yep.
And you can't stop that? You can't slow that down? And you got home court advantage.
All right, so if it's just Kevin Durant and Harden is – I mean, Harden's clearly, what is he, 60%, 65% or something like that. If you have that, the Sixers are going to be favored in the series to win, for sure. We'll have to see how it all plays out. Embiid's also gonna be at least like we saw in the first three games. I don't know what his health's gonna look like going forward.
All I'm saying is that I'm not scared of the Nets under these conditions. That's the point I'm making. I'm not scared of any other team in the league right now. Who?
No, I mean the
who
door.
Who should I be scared of? Kawhi just got a sprained ACL.
The door is wide open.
Exactly.
It is.
I'm thinking title.
Let's go to Brian calling from the state of Maryland. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, Mark Cerise? Listen, so here's my take on the starter.
Yeah.
I think you don't start Korkmaz because he can't play defense. And Thibault's scared offensively. I say you start Maxey. The guy oozes confidence. He can give you both ends of the floor. You bring Shake off the bench to give you that other like pep. I think Maxey's who you roll with tonight. That's my personal opinion.
So you would go with Maxey?
Absolutely.
What the hell's going on with? I didn't mean to cut you off, Brian. I'm wondering, what is Doc not liking about what he's seeing out of Maxey right now? I don't know why Maxey's not getting off the bench for more minutes.
It's 7 minutes in game 4.
Yeah. I think he had 1 minute or 2 minutes in game 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he took one three-pointer and he hit it. Go ahead, Brian.
And two other things real quick. One, and I'll answer the Buzz question at the end, but the thing about Ben Simmons that bothers me is it's not the fact that he can't shoot free throws is bothersome. Shaq couldn't. Giannis can't. Wilt couldn't. The difference is they gave you 20 to 30 offensively every night so you could keep him on the floor. He is almost worthless when he's out there and he's unwilling to score or unwilling to take shot attempts.
Yeah.
So that's my issue with Ben and with the no foul shooting. If you're not going to be good at shooting fouls, that's great. But putting points offensively, he's not doing any of that. He's completely shut down. It's unreal to me.
And the funny thing is, it's almost like he's shut himself down.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he shut himself down.
And that goes into my buzz, like, why is there not much buzz? I'm going to tell you why. This is the same story season after season with these guys. Whether it's Joel's fault or not, here's another playoff series that he's unhealthy. And then the second thing is Ben Simmons has disappeared again in the playoffs.
So, offensively,
How many – you're packaging up the same plan, shifting some players around, and going, why won't it work? Why won't it work? It's the same thing. It's just masked differently.
Mm. All right, Brian, appreciate it.
Brian.
I mean, you're not wrong about that. I think what's different this year is what's different around them, which is they're set up to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and have home court against lesser competition. And then from there, the team that you're going to be playing is clearly not the caliber team that you've played in the past. And the Sixers are still, if Embiid's playing at 75% of what he normally is, you're good enough to win. It's just about what the other guys around them do.
Yeah. See, I'm one of the ones, as an Embiid lover, I didn't give the injury anything Monday. It didn't hurt him and it stopped him getting 21 rebounds. Got 21 rebounds.
Yep.
Didn't stop him from doing that.
Didn't stop him from taking 20 shots.
I mean, he blocked some shots. He challenged some shots at the rim. No, it was probably fatigue. That's probably what it was more than anything. So I say that to say I still feel confident that his injury has not slowed him. Now, we'll see as we continue to watch. But, man, I'm watching the first two games. Injury didn't bother him. 39, 40. Game 3, 27, 9, and 8. Injury didn't bother him. Give him a few days off down there in Lemon Pepper City, and look what happens.
Sluggish.
I'm just saying. All of a sudden, the injury is bothering him.
Yeah.
So, and I'm saying that from the standpoint of I'm not going to be – I've already been concerned about the injury. He alleviated that concern with the way he played in the first three games. So now I'm not even thinking about that anymore. The real concern is if Ben Simmons is going to be a role player, a bystander, or he's going to be someone who's trying to help lead the charge to win this championship. Like, that's the real concern. Can Doc Rivers make the adjustments in-game that championship coaches do? He has to continue to do that. You know, Doc knows he's blown leads in series. You know when that happens? When you run out of adjustments. Because the other team is making adjustments. So, okay, here we go. Here we go. Like, we have – I'm looking at the other coaches. Does anybody else want a title?
No. Right? Nationally hasn't.
No.
No.
Yeah. We're supposed to have the advantage there.
No, you're right.
Ty Lue.
Oh, Ty Lue. That's right, guy. That's really LeBron's title.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and with
I say there's some credit.
No, and with Kawhi out, I don't think anybody actually takes him seriously for
being.
Well,
they might not even get by Utah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they might not get by Utah.
Not without Kawhi. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike's in Norristown. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Mikey,
good afternoon.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I think they're going to do good tonight. They're going to pull it out. They blew the game the other night. They're going to come out firing on all cylinders. I think Embiid had a day off. He's going to put up a 40 tonight.
We're going 40 burger tonight.
40 burger, yep.
I like it.
And the whole thing with Ben, like, I called up there, fired up, talking to you guys numerous times about it. I lowered my expectations with Ben. It is what it is. He's a good defensive player, and he's just going to be like that. He's not going to put up – he ain't got the
And you're
heart.
Okay with that?
I'm not, but, I mean, why get mad about it? We're stuck with him at this point. Next year, hopefully, we can trade him. He has no heart. He's just going to be the way he is. He has head issues, obviously, and he doesn't work on his craft on that much on the in the summer and stuff. Like, I remember before they were giving him stuff about having his brother training him with shooting free throws and everything else, and he said he wasn't going to get anybody. Like, your brother ain't a pro. Why is he your trainer? Makes no sense. He's just a weird guy, and that's just how he's going to be.
Whatever happened to Magic Johnson working with Ben?
Yeah, it lasted for a week, didn't it? Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
it. I remember.
Did he get in trouble for that?
Yeah. And then,
that was tampering.
Yeah, it was tampering.
Was he running the Lakers?
Yeah, yes. He was still with the Lakers. But remember, he stepped down or got fired. Everyone to look at it. But then he was talking about, like, this is what I really want to do. I want to be able to help young players like a Ben Simmons. He actually used Ben's name.
Yep.
As if this somehow was going to be set up to where Ben was going to train with Magic and work with Magic. You think Ben wanted to do that? No.
You think Magic wanted to do that? You think Magic really wanted to be out there? When was the last time you saw Magic with a basketball in his hand doing anything?
No, but training a guy in the summer.
That'd be great.
Yeah, like, yeah, he can do that.
But even
Hakeem used to train the big man. Remember, he tried to train Dwight?
Yeah, John, I don't think Herb McGee is out there actually shooting and explaining. So you can still give directions. Yeah, when you give directions.
Well, I
tell him what to do.
I think having a personal relationship with Magic to where he can kind of guide him with advice and things like that, and the mentality would certainly help.
He obviously doesn't want that. I'm just saying, Magic offered that. That's all I was saying. Like, we still got the same Ben Simmons.
Same Ben Simmons.
That was 3 years ago.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Game 5 tonight. What is Dwight Howard's message for the 76ers fans? And are you worried about Game 5 tonight, or is this an easy win? That's coming up next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Well, it's officially summer. Do you still have that nagging pain? Or maybe it's a new pain now that you're doing more outside. Trinity Rehab is here to help. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free and get back to doing things that you love, like biking, gardening, hiking? Give them a call at 800-518-0977 or go to trinity-rehab.com. Now, they have the EPAT machine, which most places don't have. Now, I can actually speak firsthand experience to this EPAT machine because I was out there today at Trinity Rehab in Newtown, and I actually got a chance to go through some of this little therapy. And I got to tell you, my shoulders feel a lot better right now. Can't wait to get on the golf course and see if it helps my swing out. Now, it's cutting-edge acoustic pressure wave therapy that breaks up scar tissue. Got that done. Enhances healing and gets rid of pain fast. I can vouch for that. Most patients are better in 3 to 5 minute sessions. 3 5-minute sessions, that is. No prescription needed to get started. Again, call them at 800-518-0977 or trinity-rehab.com. They're here for you. Isn't it time to start feeling better and have no pain? Call Trinity Rehab. They're all over the place with 30 locations, and now there's one close to you in Newtown, Wayne, and Marlton.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.